Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The third baseman, George Myatt. Batting third. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lorman. Pitching for the New York Giants, Bill Lorman. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vance Page. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Vance Page. And now, play ball. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Page fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Danning for the out. Myatt moves to second. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen, who is chasing the ball. Ott reaches third base with a triple. Myatt scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Page fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Myatt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCarthy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallen moves to third. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gallen scores. Cavaretta moves to second. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Lorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorman takes first base on ball 4. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Georges fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Myatt. The throw from O'Day, and Georges drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 1 in the game. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Page fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Vance Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges is 0 for 1 in the game. Georges strikes out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a line drive towards third. Myatt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripple hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds. Ripple reaches second base with a double. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack moves to third. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. Reynolds moves to second. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Day takes first base on ball four. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack scores. Reynolds scores. O'Day moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Vance Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page bunts towards short. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. O'Day scores. Collins moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins scores. Page moves to second. It's 5-1, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Page scores. Gerges moves to third. Herman moves to second. It's 6-1, Cubs. Jumbo Brown now pitching. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarthy hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds. McCarthy reaches second base with a double. Jumbo Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCarthy moves to third. Two outs. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallen. The throw from Danning and he is out, Bartel applying the tag. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCarthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-2 in the game. Danning hits a line drive into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ott for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ripple hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. Two outs. Vance Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Page strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil strikes out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Brown, and towards Cecil, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ripple. Herman reaches second base with a double. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hack for the out. Herman moves to third. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Sam Leslie pinch hits for Jumbo Brown. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Wittig now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Day hits a fly ball into center field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-3 in the game. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerges. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ripple hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Page scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ripple for the out. Ott moves to second. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. Cecil strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Giants, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.